fuck. Well, you caught me. So, what happens now? He gonna run downstairs and sick the principal on me or something? I mean, that's your style, isn't it? Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Always top grades. Student council president. The sole heir to a major pharmaceutical conglomerate. And you're not half bad looking either. Man, life must be a real cakewalk for your lucky ass. You know, it's funny. As a kid, I used to hate these fucking things. My dad would always smoke them in the bathroom. My mom would yell at him to either give them up or smoke outside, but he would always say that it was his last one, that he was quitting the next day. Well, he sure as shit ain't smoking now. Oh, yeah, his ass is grass. Literally. Passed away a few years back from lung cancer. You'd think that kind of thing would permanently deter me away from these fucking death sticks, but, I don't know. Maybe I've got more of my dad in me than I care to admit. He was also a bad gambler, a consummate cheater, and a filthy liar, so I guess whatever poor bastard decides to end up with me is gonna be in for one hell of a wild ride. Him? Nah. I kicked his ass to the curb a while ago. No one fucking cheats on me. Or rather, no one fucking cheats on me and then tries to lie about it. Fucking coward. Not you, though. Am I right? Nah, you're way too prim and proper for that shit. Mr. Perfect. Hey, you want to take a bet on what happens when you leave this school? You're going to attend the best college in the world. I know about that. I happened to overhear one of the college advisors bragging to someone during their call. Anyway, back to my prediction. Don't interrupt me unless you want to see the bottom of my Doc Martens. Anyway, so you go to the best college. Maybe in your sophomore year, you meet the perfect girl. Fuck, maybe she's already been picked out by your blue blood family. I mean, you got a legacy to continue, don't you? Gotta make sure your significant other, the mother of your children, don't taint the bloodline or some other feudal bullshit like that. Shut the fuck up. I'm still talking. Anyway, you get married while you're both still young. I mean, your family and probably hers as well. Well, they can't run the risk of old sperm, old eggs. Nope, your kids must be perfect genetic carriers of the family line. Right? So, you have kids, probably in your mid-20s. You get hired by your dad. It'll probably be some low position, but that'll just be for show. Everyone knows you're going to be running that multi-billion dollar company. Anyway, your wife will pop out 3 kids. You got to have an heir, a spare, and then an extra spare just in case something happens to the other two. I mean, that's just logistics, right? By then, you'll be, what, in your early or mid-30s? Depending on how fertile your wife is. Anyway, so your kids are going to be in daycare or preschool or whatever. And then by then, your dad will probably push someone out of the board of directors for you. What do you think? Sounds about right. So, he'll probably retire a few years after that. And then he'll make a motion to nominate the head of the company. And of course, no one will say anything because no one wants to piss him off. Or you off, because by then, they'll know that no one in your family forgets a slight. So, yeah, head of the company before you even hit 40. It's kind of crazy, now that I think about it. But probably not for you, right? Because it's something you always knew was going to happen. It was inevitable. Anyway, so when that happens, your wife will be right by your side with your kids as well, because everyone wants a slice of that sweet, sweet pie. Shit. Money really does make the world go round. Anyways, you'll be a billionaire by the time your 50th birthday rolls around. Your kids will get married, probably with a little help on your end, you know, steering them towards other equally privileged partners. And then when you die, maybe by the age of 80 or so, you'll be surrounded by your loving family members who will then tear each other to shreds to get their grubby little hands on your fortune. Guess what? By the time your grandkids are old enough to inherit their share of your money, chances are there will barely be anything left. Because that's how it works, right? The older generation works hard for the money, and those that come after them squander it all. No, that's not how it works at all. Huh. I was reading this book, and that seemed like the case. Anyway, I'm not gonna lie. I guess class really does go bone deep, at least with you. Don't you get it? I was saying all those awful, terrible things to you just to fuck with you, to get a rise out of you. See that ice prince facade of yours crack because I'm fucking bored as hell. But you didn't crack. You didn't even flinch. Shit. Guess that facade of yours isn't really a facade at all. Huh. What? You knew I was trying to piss you off. Oh, okay. Well, did you now? Can't say I'm not just the tiniest bit impressed. Fuck. I wonder if words don't make you flinch. What if a touch? Ooh. Not so implacable now, are you? What? You didn't think I didn't see the way you flinched just before I grazed your cheek? Shit, man. I'm not really into goody-two-shoes types like you, but, you really are hot. Hey. Are you a virgin? Fucking hell, the way you're blushing. If you were a girl and I was a guy, I'd already be pressing you against the wall, hand up your shirt, forcing my tongue down your throat, and you'd fucking love it. Aw, that ice prince facade is slipping a little more. Yeah. Sorry. I really shouldn't be torturing you like this. But, I mean, there must be something that interests you about this situation we're in. I mean, you're still here, aren't you? If you didn't like what I had to say, then you would have been long gone. So, here's what I want to know. Why are you still here? Oh, what's wrong? Cat got your tongue? Well, why don't we do something about that? What's wrong with you? Why won't you stop me? No way the student council president ends up with a school bad girl. That's so cliched, it makes me want to puke. So, I can only assume you're going to brag about this to your friends. Because it would be funny to them, right? But, wait. That's not really your thing, is it? I mean, we've been classmates for the past, what, 10 years? And during that entire time, there's never been a single person to say bad shit about you. I mean, fuck, even your ex-girlfriends still sigh about wanting to get back with you. At least, that's what I heard when I'm hiding in the bathrooms from the truancy officer. God, she's so fucking persistent. So, what's the deal? Ice Prince. That's cute. I think I'm going to start calling you that from now on. Anyways, what do you think is going to happen after this? Actually, no. Let me rephrase that. What do you want to happen after this? And don't bother lying. Anyone ever tell you you're shit at it? Not saying anything? Don't worry about it. It's okay. I can already see it written clearly on your face. You know, funny coincidence, but it's exactly what I want to do too. Yeah, what are the odds on that? Why are you backing away? What's wrong? What, suddenly you're afraid of me or something? No, you're not afraid of me? Then what exactly are you afraid of? Well, well. Huh? You've got nowhere else to go. I mean, I guess you could just shoulder past me and get back downstairs, but that means you'd actually have to touch me. And, I'm starting to get the feeling that once you start touching me, you might not be able to stop. What do you think? Am I right? I mean, kind of obvious. Even now, you're trying so hard to keep your hands to yourself. You've got your hands closed so tightly at your sides. I'm surprised if your fingernails haven't ripped into the skin yet. Wow. Your self-control is really amazing. Oh no, you're kind of shit out of luck, because this is exactly the kind of situation I want. I mean, you can't even look at me anymore. What's wrong? Too afraid to meet my eyes? Why? Are you afraid I'll see the truth in yours? That you want this just as much as I do? Well, if you don't want to say it, then I guess I'll just have to force it out of you. Huh? Oh, fuck. No wonder your exes still want to get with you. Ooh, looks like there's already some pre-cum leaking from your cock. Aw, I almost feel sorry for you. But not sorry enough. How does that feel? God, I love watching your face while I jack you off. I can taste the sweat on your neck. What about this, though? You're gonna come? I don't know how I feel about that. So what if I just stop? Yeah. The panic on your face is hilarious. Nah, I'm messed up. But I'm not that messed up. Hey, I was just thinking. What does the cum of a perfect goody two-shoes taste like? I wonder if it tastes the same as any random guy out there. Nah, can't be, right? I read somewhere that your diet can influence the way your cum tastes. What? You never heard of it? The whole pineapple juice thing. No? Doesn't sound familiar? Well, how about we test that theory? Huh? Well, doesn't taste any different. I mean, I guess it could be a little sweeter than some other guys, but maybe that could just be chucked up to your hygiene, which I'm sure is probably loads better than some rando. But more than the taste, I guess I'm just doing this because I can't get enough of your expressions, your reactions. You want to be noble. You want to be the good guy. You want to push me away and tell me not to do this, right? But you can't, because in the end, you're just like any other normal person. You're no better than me. Sure, you might have loads of money, but when it comes down to it, there's nothing different between you and I. The student council president, and the school bad girl. And seeing the realization on your face, in your eyes, makes this so totally worth it. It's fucking hot. I gotta be honest. Are you getting close? Yeah, I think you are. Okay. In that case, you can come in my mouth. Aren't you lucky? Contrary to belief, I usually don't let guys just shoot their load in my mouth. So go ahead. Come in my mouth. Do it. Do it. The final verdict is, here come, doesn't taste any different than any other guy. But, I did a fun. It was so fucking hot seeing you break down right in front of me. Let me see your phone. Shut up and just give it to me. I'm not gonna break it or throw it over the side or whatever. Just give it to me. What's the passcode? Seriously? I don't give two shits what's on your phone. What's your passcode? Here. What do you think? It's my number. Well, let's just say that I'm interested in seeing your Ice Prince mask fall off that cute face of yours again. Of course, it'll be our little secret. Personally, I don't really care who knows that I'm sucking off the student council president, but, you do have your reputation to maintain. I'm not that socially unaware, you know. Besides, if I fuck with you, your parents might hire professional killers to off me. And as rich as my folks are, they're nothing compared to yours. Oops. Gotta go. So, anyway, give me a call next time you want to stop being so perfect. Okay? I'll be waiting.